unorthodox, and concerning. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Deputy U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche, a former Trump criminal defense lawyer, has now conducted two closed-door meetings with Maxwell in an effort to quiet criticisms the administration is blocking access to the Epstein files. A plane flew a banner over the courthouse meeting site accusing the president and U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi of a cover-up.
Extreme heat has been triggering weather advisories across the East Coast. CBS's weather forecaster Lonnie Quinn.
The heat is in the Northeast. A place like Point Pleasant on the Jersey Shore today hit 99. They felt like 112. The difference is this time, now we have a cold front that's going to come through and it should scour the atmosphere. Much better day for the Northeast tomorrow.
A woman who killed her two youngest children and a romantic rival is serving life sentences for those murders in Idaho is now sentenced to life in prison on two murder conspiracy convictions in Arizona.
Lori Vallow Daybell was convicted at separate trials this spring in Phoenix of conspiring to murder her estranged husband, Charles Vallow, and her niece's ex-husband, Brandon Boudreau. Vallow was killed. Boudreau survived the attack.
You have not victimized just a single victim, but many.
Judge Justin Bareski said Vallow Daybell has shown blatant disregard for humanity.
You've left a wake of destruction stretching from Louisiana, across Texas, Arizona, up to Idaho and back again.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
One of two grenades that was recovered from a Santa Monica garage prior to an explosion that killed three Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies last week is missing. The LA County Sheriff's Department also confirms that deputies from the department's arson explosives detail held the explosive overnight at an East LA training facility, believing the grenades were inert. The following morning, one of them detonated. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com.
Macy's has summer deals so big, it's like Black Friday in July. Come in for unbeatable summer savings, like dazzling fine jewelry, now 40 to 75% off, and airy linen blazers from Tommy Hilfiger and more for over half off. Plus, get three-piece floral print comforter sets for just $21.99. These deals are too big to wait for November, so hurry in. Black Friday in July and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It's back to school season, and Clorox is donating 2 million disinfecting wipes to classrooms across America. Because back to school means things can get a little bit messy. Just ask second grade teacher Mr. Torres.
Put me and just one Clorox wipe on a team? We can take on crayon smudges, sticky fingerprints on every surface, sneezes on the door handle, juice box explosion by the sink, snack crumbs, and don't even get me started on the bathroom passes.
Clorox disinfecting wipes. Teacher's number one wipe.
Think about it. Bathroom passes.
Clean feels good. Based on unit sales data.
South Park's creators are responding to one of the most controversial episodes in the show's history. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez with details.
The government can't cancel the show. I mean, what show are they going to cancel next?
South Park's Trey Parker issued a tongue-in-cheek apology at Comic-Con in San Diego a day after the season 27 premiere. Took aim at their new streaming partner, Paramount, CBS's parent company, for putting The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on the chopping block.
We're terribly sorry.
Little did he know the FCC, led by President Trump's pick Brendan Carr, would greenlight Skydance $8 billion merger with Paramount hours after the episode debuted. The White House slammed it, calling South Park a fourth-rate show that hasn't been relevant for over 20 years. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Nick Kurtz of the Athletics becomes the first rookie in MLB history to hit four home runs in a game. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price for tonight. Plenty of clouds and a few showers and thunderstorms developing. A little patchy fog will be present as well, with morning lows in the upper 60s. On Saturday, a chance of showers and storms. Mostly cloudy skies, highs in the low to mid 80s. Right now, it's 70.
WRJN. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echo. Silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls. Sounds of silence.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. How can you tell by the way I run? Every time you me. Whoa, you cry and my
From Radio Park to West Racine, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Daylight. I'll say goodbye to
News, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
The Racine Raiders continue their quest for another consecutive championship. The league playoffs are underway, and Saturday night, the Raiders travel to the Motor City Rams for the second round of the playoffs. 5:45 is the pregame, 6 o'clock is the kickoff. We've got Racine Raider football playoff action Saturday on your home for the Racine Raiders, WRJN.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Hanging on my arm, I do have to hope, to hope, to not.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Like moon glow, warm lips, soft as
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Let your head down, let it hang down on me.
stupid.
Come on, come on.
Oh, come on, stupid.
Come on.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
Oh, an ocean.